Hello, everybody. This is Robert Wilbur 24/7, and I guess when I had actually found this application, well, it was actually in my already in the software center, sort of like the catalog there. I was surprised to see they had a new improved sound recorder, because I was actually with other Ubuntu systems, like I guess version 1404. I didn't see it in there, and this is 1504, and I was looking at the new version of the software center called AppGrid. That's what I call it. You know, I could be wrong, but so anyways, it's kind of cool that it's already there. I didn't have to actually go look for it. I was just kind of browsing through the different applications. Actually, I was looking for record program, audio recording program. I know I had I know it's going to have Audacity, and you know, it had Audacity there, but it was in a different place. They got a little application presentation screen, or whatever they call it, welcome to Ubuntu Mate, and you know, in there they have just an array of all the new programs and features that Mate has, and also in there they have AppGrid, which I actually installed while I was out and about, and I, you know, I had used this once before, but this is Ubuntu Mate 15.10. I had used this once before. I end up having some issues with it. I'm actually revisiting this version of Ubuntu. Hold on a second. Sorry, just a little parched. But what I really came really to talk about, I know I'm just kind of giving some small little review of the system which I'm using. I actually came started this recording because I wanted to do have a little talk about you know, content providers, and I actually did a video and I posted it to YouTube as well as my Medium, on my Medium blog. And I had some people that were commenting about it, and then, all the way I think to Google Plus, and I'm wondering, because I just didn't have the time, if Medium is actually integrating other social media apps in you know, in their website. And that's actually pretty good and pretty cool, because they already have you know, the automated login through like Google, and I think they have Google and Twitter. I'm not sure they have. I think they have Facebook too. So, but anyway, I am talking about content providers. people that create the content, whether it is podcasting or blogging, and so this is sort of like that, like the podcasting aspect of it. I have a Spreaker account. Also have a SoundCloud account. I'm not gonna say which email I used. I think I might have used both emails that I have. I actually created a third one, but that's actually a reason I actually did that was I'm probably gonna switch the email that I've been using for particularly Medium and Tumblr. And Tumblr is another blogging platform that I'm working on actually putting together some scripts and stuff that you know, for the video version of it. I'm trying to do you know, put out a message you know, about blogging and my points of view on blogging, and then have it in video and audio, and then you know, also have it written. But since it's going to be written first and then you know, videotape as I you know, I speak it or whatever, record the video, and then do the audio, and the written was already there. I just have to you know, make a copy of that, and then, you know, upload that to Tumblr, and then it'll be, you know, all together. But I want to have it, you know, categorized, or at least in the right order, to where, you know, there's a title. This is, you know, my blogging and my perspectives on blogging, and it in audio, video, and written, so that you will, you know, get the gist of it. Because there's some, the reason I'm doing this in three different forms: the written form, the audio form, and the video form, is because on Tumblr, it's a very, there's a lot of people on there, and everyone doesn't do audio, everyone doesn't do video, and everyone doesn't read you know, blogs. So some people like listening, you know, in the audio, and some like watching video. Like, for instance, my sister, she likes watching video. She could care less about audio, and most definitely not the written. So she for her, the video, if you have video, then you are going to be catering to you know, that market, if you will, that, you know, people, what they gravitate to as far as information or content that they that is attractive to them. And so that's why I'm putting it in the three different forms. And I'm, you know, actually gotta try and see if I can do all three on Tumblr. I think on Medium, I haven't tried audio. I know I can do the video. I haven't tried putting any SoundCloud or the Spreaker, you know, embedded applications on there, and I don't know if they okay it. So I'd have to find out, and that's probably some investigation. I probably have to contact Medium, send them an email or something, inquiry into that, because I wanted to post something with a message, and I wanted it in audio, video, and also in written. And they don't probably